My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Since my lead is Red Sox related this morning, I will mention that baseball coverage here on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, Alex Cora essentially gave the fellas the last couple days off. Game days, told them they don't have to be there till 4. Courtney mentioned this earlier and said work-life balance. And so maybe it's working. Rather than be there early at the park and fielding some fungos, you can do what you want during the day, and then you show up for work at 4 o'clock, and they won a couple games. I'm going to take a little bit of credit here because Tristan Cassis was asked about this on the post game the other night, and about how that led to a win, and about what he did with his time off as opposed to being at the ballpark early. And I think the answer that he gives should, in some way, shape, or form, give me a little credit for these last couple of Red Sox wins. Here's Tristan Cassis.
I think everybody kind of, including myself, woke up sore after yesterday. You know, doubleheaders are always taxing. But, no, it was awesome just to be able to get a little bit out of the routine. I mean, we all love taking ground balls and hitting batting practice and stuff like that. But showing up at 4 o'clock, you know, going to a nice lunch. You know, I had a nice seafood tower. I went to go eat some oysters, a shrimp cocktail, a blue crab salad, and, you know, a couple tins of fish. And, you know, came up to the park and, you know, was ready to roll.
Okay. Huh? It is always the seafood tower. I believe I have been advocating for that appetizer for probably as long as we've had the show.
Yeah.
Here, 5 years, over 5 years at WEEI. So when in doubt, when you need a little something to get you going, I don't care if it's work-related or you're having relationship issues, it can be fixed with a seafood tower.
I love it.
You can get the cold version if you want, or you can go to Davio's and get, I prefer the warm seafood tower, which has the clams casino, the oysters Rockefeller, the lobster that you can dip in the in the warm cream sauce, all of that stuff. But
I love seafood.
Honestly, people like Wiggy who don't like seafood are weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can avoid eating lobster.
Because growing up in East Boston, there were a lot of fish markets, and I could never stand the smell of it. So once you get the smell of it...
Hold your nose when you eat it.
No.
But if it's good seafood, it really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, but I'm talking about the...
Can you say that drop, please? But go ahead. What?
I'm talking about the factories. And
it's true.
Yeah. No. If you good. You got to go by some of the fish markets.
No, Bernie, I know,
only
but
two things. Never mind. I was going to say only two things. I can't even say
don't.
It. Even I can't say it. Go ahead. What?
No, I was just saying when Courtney's never been around a lot of fish markets, so.
No, I have, but if I'm saying, like, I think that you should give it a chance, at least trying, because I think you'd like the taste.
I can't get past the smell of it.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Shime, I can't allow you to keep doing that to her, but yes, Courtney, you are correct. That's a shirt.
Yeah. It shouldn't.
I can't do it.
I really shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It is an indicator that something is not right.
Yeah.
Anyway, what? What's going on here? I can't.
Courtney and the fishy smell.
No, I'm giving you a warning. If you're at a restaurant and you order some type of fish or seafood and it has a fishy smell, you shouldn't eat it.
Right.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
I'm good.
Okay.
You, Shime, Greg, my wife, you guys can enjoy it.
Yeah, I just, you're missing out.
That's my mother traumatized me when I was like 11 years old. And she stuffed fish sticks down my throat because I wouldn't eat them.
That's what happened.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Your late mom's.
Yeah.
She made you eat fish sticks, and then you didn't like fish ever again.
No, that's, and she stuffed them down. That and string beans.
That is unfortunate. All right. Well, those are today's leads. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Greg, unfortunately, nobody talked about fishy odors yesterday, but we did hear from Tom Brady. He talked about what his favorite or the greatest game he has ever played in was. Here was Tom Brady.
I'd say the greatest game I was ever a part of was the one where we beat Atlanta. And, sometimes, even the next day, I remember I turn the tape on, because, you know, as a player, you don't see so much of what's going on. You just kind of see it from your little narrow perspective. And I remember going back, and the times that I've watched that game ever since, I go, holy I still can't believe we won that game.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's the greatest Super Bowl ever. I mean, is there an argument?
Nah, being down 28-3 and coming back from that, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's definitely the greatest comeback ever, but I would argue that that comeback in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Having to come back from that deficit, 28-3, and the way they won it, the Edelman catch, the whole entire thing, that's the greatest Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, that was a good one.
As far as I am concerned.
I pulled a hamstring in that game.
What?
I pulled a hamstring watching
it. Watching it? Were you there? I was there.
No, I wasn't there. I was just watching watching it on TV.
How did pull it?
Well, he probably pulled it getting up from the jumping up from the couch or
something. Yeah, I was doing stuff at the time. I was doing stuff with Nesson. We used to do stuff, and I was like in the studio watching the game. And at the comeback, I just jumped up and I pulled something.
Jeez.
I did not leave early. Brees and I went to that game, and we stayed for the whole entire thing.
That's impressive,
which is unusual for
me.
Yeah,
Mocky left a little early.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. Mark Wahlberg left early. All right, what's next?
Well, a man that we will hear from in just over an hour from now, Jerod Mayo, spoke yesterday afternoon. He was asked multiple times about the starting quarterback situation and if the players knew and all those things. This is what Jerod Mayo had to say.
Look, they've gone through the process as well. They've gone through the spring with these players. They've gone through training camp with these players. I'm sure they all have an opinion on who they think should be the starting quarterback, but I don't think I have to explain it to anyone else. It's my decision, and look, if it doesn't work, blame me. Blame me.
Coach, what can you tell us about?
I would say one thing. I think it's important to remember, like, what's good for the team today may not be good for the team weeks down the line. And so I think the challenge is you want to win every single game now, but also we're trying to build something special here in New England. So that to me was, that was a challenge.
So it's good for the team to start the guy, I'm assuming, to start the guy who he said on this show this week had been outperformed by the other guy, by Drake May. Just to be clear.
Correct.
And why does he need to go? I guess I can ask him this when he's on the show Tuesday. But why does he need to go so far out of his way to make it clear that it's his decision suddenly? when all we've heard from him is collaboration?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because people are discussing, perhaps on this show or others, that Elliot Wolf is the one making the decision, or Robert Kraft is the one making the decision, or Alex Van Pelt is the one? Like, what? Why does he need feel the need to stand up there yesterday and not tell you who it is,
mm-hmm.
but tell you that I'm the one making the decision?
Because I think when he put the head coach of the offense, when he made that statement, that muddied the water for people, and he's now taking back and saying,
I'm in charge here.
When it comes to football,
he's like the guy Alexander Haig. When Reagan was shot, and mm-hmm. he's standing up there and saying, I'm in charge of the White House and the country.
And with the on-the-field football decisions, depth chart starters, I think what he's saying is, this is my decision. Elliot Wolf's decision is when it comes to personnel moves, because he told us that before, but when it comes to how the depth charts are going to look and who the starters are going to be, I get input from the coaches, but at the end of the day, I'm the one who's in charge to make that decision.
Okay, well, we will take Jerod Mayo live at 8:30 this morning on this show. What else, Shime?
Well, Courtney had mentioned it actually in trending. It seems as though Ja'Marr Chase and Brandon Ayuk were expected to be at practice. One of them showed up and didn't do any. Actually, showed up late and didn't do anything. And the other one didn't show up at all. We can actually hear from Zach Taylor walking back some of his comments about how Ja'Marr Chase would be at practice.
Did something change between yesterday when you said that you expected Ja'Marr to practice and today him not showing up?
Did I say that yesterday? I think every day is a new day. We'll keep working through it. Not going to make predictions on what tomorrow brings. At the end of the day, Jamar's a great dude. That means a lot to this team, and we'll just continue to take it day to day.
Just me or more holdouts or hold-ins than ever before in an NFL preseason?
And they're all one position?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that, or does it just seem like every guy is they sign these deals,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't want to honor the deal?
This has been happening forever.
Not this many, though, really? Help me out on that, Courtney.
They allow you to hold in now, it's happening more, because when you hold out, you have to pay all those fines, but mm-hmm. now that players are actually able to hold in and be there and not have to pay the fines, mm-hmm. but still fight for the contract they want, I think you're seeing it happen more often.
And he should. I mean, where would you put Ja'Marr Chase as far as, you know, top five?
I don't know, he's like fourth.
Yeah, he's right around five.
Four or five.
Is he better than CeeDee Lamb?
No.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, it's
pretty good. So I would say he's probably looking for CeeDee Lamb type of money. Why would you play when you see two guys getting CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, and there's been other guys, DJ Moore, St. Brown. Why would you play when you're in that world, you're in that area code of that type of status, and you see this?
I got Tyreek Hill ahead of him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, where do you put Brandon Ayuk?
Ayuk would be like down closer to like 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, and Ja'Marr Chase? And Davante Adams?
That's probably fair. Steph Diggs,
I'd take Ja'Marr Chase over Steph Diggs. So he's looking at that money. My point is, when he sees that money out there, he's just saying, wait a second, why would I go out there and risk something when I know I'm close to that world and this is the type of money that's available? And Cincinnati don't want to pay him.
You want a hot take? Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase will not be a Cincinnati Bengal at the end of the season.
Oh.
I think one of the cheapest organizations in known mankind history, mm-hmm. Is not going to pay both Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I just don't see it happening.
And T. Higgins.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Thank you, Shine.
You're welcome, Greg.
At 7:30, we'll talk with New England Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai. And at 8:30, Jerod Mayo will theoretically tell you who his starting quarterback will be for week one. And we will have that live for you here on this show this morning right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Like Greg said, hopefully we will hear from Jerod Mayo and his announcement when it comes to quarterbacks. But just 24 hours after being released by the Pats, according to Ian Rappaport, Bailey Zappe has a deal in place to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad. So Bailey Zappe landing on his feet. Very happy to see that.
What a crew of quarterbacks they have over there. Patrick Mahomes, Carson Wentz, and now Bailey Zappe.
Love it.
Good for him, though.
Yes. Great for him.
Yeah, you got to keep plugging away.
Yep.
Are you going to get the jersey?
No. I mean, I won't go that far.
What did you do with your Zappe jersey that you were wearing around here for quite some time?
I still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Memories.
Memories.
Yeah. Or in your case, on Instagram, memories.
If Stacy is listening right now, forget what Greg just said, but I will take a May jersey.
Oh, you'd like a May jersey.
I would like a May jersey. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
The Pats got four players on waivers yesterday. They got linebacker Curtis Jacobs, offensive tackle DeMondre Jacobs, and Zachary Thomas, and defensive tackle Eric Johnson. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues after Kyle Shanahan told media that he hoped Ayuk would be at practice as he's been cleared by doctors. But practice took place without an Ayuk sighting, so that continues. Caitlin Clark has broken another rookie record, this time the rookie three-point record in the Fever's win 84-80 over the Sun. She hit her 86th three to break that record.
Oh, great point from a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. The texter blames Netflix for the wide receiver holdouts.
Wow.
Why Netflix?
Because receiver.
Because of receiver.
Oh, because of that.
Have you watched any of Receiver, Shime, or you haven't watched any?
So I watched some of it, but didn't all those guys get paid?
Like Kittle was the main.
Amon-Ra got paid without holding out.
Yeah.
Devontae had gotten his new contract a while ago. JJ got his new contract without holding out.
The new Netflix series announced yesterday looks pretty good. I don't know if you saw that or not. Starting Five.
Oh, yeah, I've seen.
So Jason Tatum is a part of it. I think LeBron is a part of it.
Yeah. Maybe. Is Katie a part
of it? I think Kevin Durant is a part of it. And they're going to follow those five guys all season long.
Do you think that's the next kind of form of media that explodes? Is that behind the scenes following players around kind
Probably.
Of thing?
It already has.
Yeah, it kind of already has.
Yeah.
You have to give credit, I think, to Hard Knocks, really, because they started the whole thing. And then also, I know we're a little bit behind, but Bill Belichick keeps taking jobs. Did you see the announcement yesterday about the Manning cast? He's going to be a part of the Manning cast.
All right.
And then he and Peyton are going to do a 30-minute Friday special on in advance of every Monday night football game.
He is raking in the dough. I mean, that guy this year alone, because he's still making money from the Patriots.
Yeah.
So add in all these other jobs.
Yeah.
He is never.
Well, I got to tell you something. Dating a 24-year-old is not cheap. Yeah. So, I mean, the man needs all the money he can get.
That or he's trying to get away from her.
Probably needs another Porsche or whatever.
But I think Curtis is always on this. What it's doing is changing his image for next season when he goes to coach.
My gosh.
If he does, though.
Why take so many TV jobs?
Maybe he likes it. And he's making millions and millions and millions of dollars doing it. Why would he ever go back
exactly.
to the grind of being a head coach at this point?
Well, the reason why I say TV jobs, right? How many guys in the world of TV that have TV jobs? Like we know Boomer and other guys do so many. You could do one and get paid a ton for it. Bill has that type of cachet. But when you start to do a bunch of the more like podcasts where you don't have to leave your house, this is more about building I can change and relate to these young guys.
Yeah.
Look at how many different platforms I'm on. So now when he does go back to coach, the owner says, hey, Bill, you know, it looks like you've kind of changed your thought process a little bit.
All right. Well, the Blue Jays, they fell to the Red Sox last night. Red Sox shut them out 3-0. They've got the last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 64 degrees out and mostly cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today, only 72.
All right, quick reminder again, Jerod Mayo will speak to the media at 8:30. We will have that live for you. Or as a texter suggests, 978 texter suggests we call it, they didn't say it. So they didn't say it with Gerard Mayo coming up at 8.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
30. That's Gerard Mayo yesterday. He'll talk again today at 8:30. And we'll have it live for you. I mean, I don't get the gamesmanship. Like, just tell us who the starting quarterback is. If it's Jacoby Brissett, you got a reason. You'll tell us what the reason is. Maybe you won't tell us what the reason is. Maybe it's his familiarity with the West Coast offense, and maybe it's the fact that you don't want to young Drake May to get flustered in there if he doesn't perform well. Maybe it's the fact, I've heard people suggest, that if you start Jacoby Brissett and he doesn't perform well, then you can go to Drake May.
Uh-huh.
If the opposite occurs, you start Drake May and he doesn't perform well, you can't go to Jacoby Brissett.
Let Drake May take his lumps.
Right. Like, yeah. Why?
Called growth.
It's like babying a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And it's almost like you're being stubborn if you're Gerard Mayo.
Mm.
When it comes to sticking with the plan, like, I mean, I don't know when they started the plan. I don't know if the plan was in advance of the draft. If the plan happened in the offseason when they said, all right, we're going to pay Jacoby Brissett $8 million and he's going to be our go-to guy. Let's see who we get in the draft and see what happens. Great. Like, plans can change.
Right.
Like, plans can change based on the performance that you get from somebody like Drake May.
This is all making my view of this clearer and clearer every single day. And I know we talked about it briefly during the crossover yesterday with Jones, but I'm starting to see this clearly. I don't blame Mayo. I ultimately, at the end of the day, I turn my attention toward the crafts because it seems like they've given Elliot Wolf the power, and we talked about this, to hire the offensive coaching staff, who he then entrusted the offensive coaching staff and Alex Van Pelt to say, okay, you have final say on who we should go with the quarterback. Mayo, you hire the defensive guys, or you have more say on what coaches we want to bring in there. So I feel like Mayo's caught between a rock and a hard place here because I think he wants Drake May.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're forcing Jacoby Brissett on him.
I would be so interested to know if this was the year that we came off Cam Newton being the starting quarterback, if they would still have this same plan in place, if they would still be using kid-friendly gloves when dealing with Drake May. Because I don't think they would. I really think it is the taste left in everybody's mouth from Mac Jones, and that's why they are so worried about Drake and what could happen to him.
Who do you think
who's
is
they?
Worried?
I think Jerod Mayo.
You do?
Yeah. He was there to watch everything unfold while he wasn't working with Mac directly. He was still a part of the team.
Right, but
he still had to deal with the headaches that came along with that season.
But when you start to see how Alex Van Pelt worked with Elliot Wolf in Cleveland and Green Bay, the quarterback coach who's now McCarthy, is it McCarthy, Shime, am I saying?
T.C. McCartney.
Yeah, McCartney. He worked with Alex Van Pelt in Cleveland. I believe the offensive line coach worked with Alex Van Pelt. And Elliot Wolf hired Alex Van Pelt. So it seems like all the offensive guys have a relationship with Alex Van Pelt, who then has a relationship with Elliot Wolf, where I feel like they're bypassing Mayo in the sense where if Mayo likes Drake May, which it seems like because he said he's outperforming him,
yeah,
why would he not?
He said he's been the better quarterback.
Right. But if he doesn't have, if his voice is just heard, but the final voice in that room is Elliot Wolf.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Alex Van Pelt is installing a new style offense.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that maybe, from his perspective, since he knows that this is, you know, maybe it's not his last opportunity, but you're getting there. He wants a guy who's at least familiar with that offense and has been in it before.
But familiarity with that offense isn't going to make them better. It's like you're playing a worse guy just for familiarity. That's silly. You got to play the more talent. If you want to look better, if you want to look good and play better, you should start the young kid who has at least shown the chops to be able to play under duress. Whereas Jacoby Brissett's just a statue back there.
And
like,
why,
there's nothing you can do.
And why do you get to do that? Because you know the head coach isn't going to tell you no because the guy who hired you is the head coach's boss. So he knows, like, well, listen, Gerard, I understand that you might feel like May is outperforming Jacoby Brissett, but Jacoby, I know from Cleveland for 1 year, has a better grasp of the offense. Do you know what this has written all over it? Disaster. That because they are all not on the same page. And you could clearly see that. Robert Kraft or Jonathan hired a guy in Elliot Wolf who completely, in my opinion, went over their head coach's head in Jerod Mayo to say, we are hiring these guys on offense.
Meaning the offensive coaching staff.
Yes.
And especially Alex Van Pelt.
Yes. Because usually Courtney brought this up yesterday and she was spot on when she asked the question. She said, don't head coaches usually bring in their own guys?
Yeah.
Yes, they generally do. Okay, so Jerod Mayo hasn't been on many teams, so maybe he doesn't have a ton of relationships with other guys. But we talked about guys like Nick Caley,
right,
and some of these guys that were on the Patriots offensive staff with Jerod. Those guys didn't get hired. It seemed like Elliot Wolf said to Jerod, I'll take care of the offense, mm-hmm, when it comes to hiring coaches. And now the two of them, Wolf and Alex Van Pelt, are completely ignoring what Jerod's saying about.
Well, that may be why he feels the need to step up there yesterday and say that this is his decision. And I'm assuming when we have him on,
mm-hmm,
press conference at 8:30, he's going to tell you again that this is his decision and his decision only. because he's now paranoid, I guess, about people thinking that he's not making the decision. This is Walter from Worcester. Hello, Walter.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, I'm glad that you said what you just said, because it obviously they're not on the same page, and it's already a disaster. It's not a recipe for disaster. It is a disaster. This guy's a buffoon. Don't make excuses for him. He's the reason why this has become a disaster, because he played it out in public, and the former HC of the NEPs would never have done this. This guy should have shut his mouth and let this process play out. He's made it a complete joke. A complete joke. That's how I see it.
So, and just to be clear, people wanted more from Bill. They wanted what they're getting from Gerard Mayo from Bill. And then Gerard Mayo comes out, and from your perspective, Walter, he's giving you more, but he's not doing it in the right way, just to be clear.
Well, what people wanted more for Bill Belichick? Was it the media that wanted more for Bill Belichick? Because I love Bill Belichick as a fan.
You're probably right. It was the media who didn't get an answer, and they didn't like his smarmy attitude. And you know what?
Right.
It didn't bother me. Like, it led to winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Yep.
And you didn't
have this kind of
discussion going on when it was Courtney brought up Cam Newton and Mac Jones. It was like the training camp ended.
And what's the other D word? It's called distraction.
Distraction. Yeah, distraction.
Yep.
Why didn't you have
great
this
call? That's a great call from Walter.
But why didn't you have these issues and distraction? Because the head coach got to hire the offensive and defensive coordinator that he wanted, that would then say, okay, you guys work with me, but I'm making the final decision. In this position, like I said, I don't blame Mayo so much, because it seems like he wasn't given the power to hire the guy he wanted on offense.
That's disrespectful to him.
Yeah, but that's on Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
Interesting perspective, 978 texter. I 100% also did not want more from Bill Belichick. His method was great. Mayo's is awful. It's what how soon they turn.
Hindsight is so nice, isn't it, Greg? Looking back, because those texters were not saying that at the time.
Well, I think they were. I think the caller's right. I think it was really the media.
When he hired Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator, I think everybody on the planet was like, "All right, you need to explain this." And
but I'm just talking about the way in which Bill dealt with the public, the way people, the inside football guys, wanted him to tell you more. But he didn't want to do it because of this very reason. He didn't want there to be distractions for the guys that were playing on that football team. He didn't want Jelani Tavai, has Jelani Tavai called? He's supposed to be on at 7:30.
They said he would be on the phone soon.
Bill didn't want guys like Jelani Tavai to have to come on and talk about who the quarterback is.
Right.
Because it's pretty basic.
But Bill, listen, I know some of the things Mayo says, but if you can't see how it unfolded, they completely, and I blame the Crafts on this, because you hired Elliot Wolf, who should allow Gerard to hire the guys he wants. You allowed Elliot Wolf to completely go over Gerard's head and hire the guys on offense who now he looks at. Do you think Alex Van Pelt says to himself, maybe somewhere when he's sitting at home in his house with his family or whatever, and goes, or his wife, I don't know if he's married, and goes, I could do a better job than Gerard?
I don't know if he does.
I bet he does. And do you think, let me ask him even a better question. Do you think Gerard Mayo hired DeMarcus Covington to be the defense coordinator? Do you think
yes.
Do you think Gerard Mayo hired Alex Van Pelt to be the offense coordinator?
No.
Well, they also interviewed like 10
six
people.
Other guys.
Right.
But I think they ran out of choices.
There weren't many people who wanted the job.
Right. But even those people that they interviewed, do you think it was Gerard Mayo who said, I want you to interview this guy, this guy, this guy, this
guy?
I bet
he had a couple guys that he said, please interview these guys. Now, whether they would hire them or not, I don't know.
Okay.
But he probably said, I like these X, Y, and Z, and they interviewed them.
So
they probably just didn't want the job.
Do you think he had the ability to hire the OC? Gerard Mayo.
I think it was collaborative.
I
think that's why he says everything is collaborative.
Yeah, I think it was all Elliot Wolf.
All right. We should take a break. And perhaps we'll be joined by Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, next. Courtney has the news coming up at 8, and then we will take Gerard Mayo live at 8:30 when he addresses the media at 9. It is the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy. Red Sox coming off a couple wins, so we'll talk to Sam about that and other things. But right now, it is a Patriots Friday on a Thursday. And joining us as he gets ready for week one in Cincinnati, it is Jelani Tavai, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Jelani.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just ready for, like you said, I'm ready for this week.
Do you guys, you don't have to tell us who, but do you guys know at this point who will be the starter week one? Have you been informed? Quarterback wise,
I have no idea who's starting on. I have no idea who's starting on both sides of the ball. So we're going to wait till next week or till Coach lets us know.
I see. Okay,
Jelani, so. when you look at where you guys are as a team, and obviously Cincinnati on the road, and you start to realize how important it is to get this first one under your belt. What are you guys thinking as a defense? Like, do you feel like you have to carry the team this year because you might have you're going to have a new starting quarterback?
I think that we just got to treat it like any kind of game. You know, we have to prepare right. We have to go into every practice and understand who our opponent is. You know, they have a lot of threats on offense. So we have, you know, we have our we got a lot of things to prepare for ourselves on defense, but, you know, like I said last year, it's our job to always just get the ball back into our offensive hands and to have their backs no matter what the situation is. But I have no doubt, and I have complete faith in our offense that they'll show up and you know, get the job done.
Jelani, when it comes to you guys preparing for the Bengals, Joe Burrow hasn't seen game action since November of last season, but all reports are that he's come back stronger. I think the report is that he's gained something like 10 pounds of muscle during the offseason. Is it difficult for the defense to prepare for a guy that you haven't seen in game action for so long? I know that he got a few snaps in the last preseason game, but can you really learn a ton from that?
I mean, Joe's had a great career so far. You know, you can't doubt the guy or what he's done so far. So pretty much we just got to prepare like as if, you know, like how we did when we played them a few years back, you know, because he's got a lot of threats, you know, whether it's in the backfield or his receivers. So all he's got to do is get the ball in their hands and they'll do the rest of the work. So our job on defense is to make sure that, you know, we disrupt them and secure our tackles.
In training camp, you've defended against both Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. Coach Mayo was on the show this week saying that he felt like Drake May had outperformed Jacoby Brissett so far. Do you agree? Do you agree with that coach's assessment?
Oh, I think that they both do great things in different ways, you know. I've been watching Drake and seeing his development, and I've also been seeing Jacoby with his leadership and you know, digesting our defense and knowing where to put the ball. So, you know, it's really tough to say because, you know, preseason is a little different than a regular season game, but I'm sure the coaches will make the right decision for us with one.
Jelani, you obviously lost Matthew Judon, and when you know what he was able to do in the passing game, do you see yourself? I know there was a couple times I was watching the preseason game where they put you down on the line of scrimmage and put you kind of as that edge rush position. Do you feel like that you could really do some damage there? Is that something that you're talking to the coaches about, of maybe getting more involved when it comes to, you know, maybe replacing some of that production that you obviously lose from Matthew Judon?
I mean, that's been my goal since I've gotten here, which is to make sure I get on third down. So for preseason, that was my biggest thing to show the coaches that I can rush. So hopefully we can make an adjustment and see if you know, I can step up to that challenge. But like I said before in one of our interviews,
Like we've got some wonderful edge rushers that we've brought in, or we've already had guys like, you know, Anthony Jennings, Booch, Ox. So if it's not me, then I know that we got the right guys here. But of course, that's one thing that I do want to do. So hopefully, I can you know, live up to the opportunity.
Jelani, it gets old for us to be talking about the quarterback situation back and forth, and I'm sure as a player being asked the questions over and over again, it must get old as well. But do you find that it's a distraction at all when all media wants to talk about it is who is going to be the starter week one and everyone seems to have an opinion?
Not at all. You know, it kind of gets me from talking about either myself or anybody else, and it's pretty easy because I don't know. I'm sure you guys have been watching the film and looking at practices too. You know, you see the, like I said before, you see how Drake's been growing week in and week out, and part of it comes from having a vet like Jacoby. You know, Jacoby's in that room helping him out, and hopefully Drake's been taking you know, every little tip that he's got for him. And has been using it on the field. So all the success comes from having a strong leader as well in this room. So I don't know. I don't mind it because each day it's a competition. I want whoever's the best to be our quarterback. So whoever the coaches decide, that's who we're going to be rocking with.
I'm sorry to belabor the point, but just to be clear, You have not been told who will start week one yet, and nobody, it's not an offense defense thing. Like, nobody's been told yet. You'll find out at 8:30, maybe when Jerod Mayo speaks, like the rest of us.
Yeah, I have no idea. So if he announces it, that's gonna be brand new news for me. And if he doesn't, then we won't know till next week.
Till next week. All right, Jelani. I appreciate it.
I have no idea.
But neither does Sherrod. All right. Well, we will. We will talk to you again. We'll talk to you again next week. And thank you for taking the time this morning.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. All right. We will. Thank you, Jelani Tavai. I mean, is he going to do like? Is he going to do it like a gender reveal? Like, is it a is it a certain like color, like
pop
smoke
balloon
or yeah, confetti or something
cool
for Drake May?
UNC blue guys for Drake May.
Will they know prior to the installs, Wiggy, for week one? When will they know?
Is it
like a game time decision, maybe?
Well, here it is. It's
by committee. Game time decision by committee. Let's have a vote.
Alternate quarterbacks
it's
in
like
week
class
one.
Class president. Let's see who's most popular, and we'll vote him the quarterback 10 minutes before kickoff.
I know you guys love the documentaries of like investigations and things like that. Let's put on our investigative hats here.
Yeah.
So Mayo told us he would let us know after he let the team know.
Yeah.
It's 7:55.
Correct.
On a Thursday.
Yeah.
Jelani's clearly in the car.
It sounds like he is in the vehicle.
Like, yeah.
So he's headed to the facilities.
Correct.
Team meeting, what time? 8:15?
I don't know. 10 minutes.
Does he just pop into the locker room and be like, hey, this is your starting quarterback. I'm going to go tell the media now.
Right, he goes, your starting quarterback is behind curtain number one.
If the price is right, you got to guess the number.
You can only see his cleats.
Yeah. They're going to start going.
What's that show called?
Are you kidding? What's going on down there?
I don't know.
I mean, it's very strange. But listen, the old guy did it his way. We're doing things a different way.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!